Vom 13. bis 16. Oktober findet in Kiew die Global Investigative Journalism Conference statt. Interessant ist das deshalb, weil es in der Ukraine überhaupt keine Tradition für investigative Recherche gibt. Neben mir sitzt Oleg Romenuk, einer der Cheforganisatoren. Er wird mir erzählen, wie es dazu kam, dass die Konferenz in Kiew ausgetragen wird und welche Rolle es spielt, dass es in der Ukraine kaum investigative Recherche gibt. Oleg, warum habt ihr Kiew als Austragungsort für die Global Investigative Journalism Conference ausgewählt? Why did you choose Kiev as location for the conference, Oleg?
We have a very successful project of investigative reporting support in Ukraine that was started in 2003. This is called SCOOP and it was initiated by Danish Association of Investigative Reporting. Within this project we have more than 150 very successful investigative reporting projects. And when we discussed where to have the next global investigative conference in Geneva last year, we just discovered that might be first time when a global investigative reporting conference will go to the Eastern Europe, first time in the former Soviet Union. And Ukraine is a country where there are a lot of very good reporters that are doing decent investigative stories. That might be another story of success.
Warum glaubst du denn, dass es keine Tradition gibt für investigative Recherche in Osteuropa? Why do you think there's no tradition for investigative research in Eastern Europe?
Actually, it comes from the Soviet times, when there was only one party, there were only one type of the newspapers, and there were no opportunities for the reporters to do real investigative reporting. Everything was controlled, and there is no tradition. Another point is reporters feel a shortage or lack of the resources to do investigations. And in a lot of countries of the former Soviet Union, there is a problem with the access to the public information. And this is another point. If to compare what kind of opportunities investigative reporters, let's say in Denmark or in Norway or in Sweden or in Germany, have, if to compare with Ukrainian, we can discover that it could be very hard to get the information and to do the real in-depth research and to document the facts that you may find during your investigation.
Wie geht ihr denn damit um, dass es hierzulande gar keine Tradition für investigative Recherche gibt? How do you handle the fact that there is no tradition for investigative research in Ukraine?
There are several approaches. First approach is we are doing trainings. We are providing reporters who are interested in raise their skills and their quality. We are helping them with the trainings. Second, we are setting a databases and resources for investigative reporters. Like we have a database of the experts that may explain what is behind some facts or what is behind some events. This database is available for the people who are doing stories here.
Wer finanziert das? Who is financing these programs that you talked about right now?
All over the world, there is a trend that investigative reporting is getting non-profit. And in Ukraine, partly investigative reporters are funded or supported by SCOOP project. There is a program within the Open Society Foundation. The Ukrainian branch is called Renaissance Foundation. It is partly supported by UMedia project, which is funded by USAID. So there are a lot of sources of the funding for the stories. And to my mind, there is a problem of good idea and good skills of reporter instead of just the money.
Ich würde gerne noch ein bisschen mehr über die Konferenz sprechen, die im Oktober hier stattfinden wird. I would like to talk a little bit more about the conference, which will take place here in October in Kiev. Wie weit seid ihr denn mit euren Vorbereitungen, also jetzt nach dem Stand Juni 2011? How far are you with your preparations right now in June 2011?
We are very good with our budget and we are almost done with the speakers. We will have speakers from all over the world. We are almost done with the program. We will have several tracks within our program. Because there is an anniversary of the Chernobyl station explosion, we will have the tour to Chernobyl station for the participants. They will visit not only station, but also Pripyat, the abandoned city. And we will have special track in the program and conference dedicated to the investigations of environment issues. We will have also another track, which is very common for the former Soviet Union, the corruption and organized crime investigations. And we will get several people from Russia, from former Soviet Union countries, to share their experience in revealing and investigating corruption cases and organized crime cases.
Wollt ihr denn durch diese Konferenz tatsächlich nachhaltig etwas hier in der Ukraine verändern? Und wenn ja, was? Do you want to change anything here in Ukraine and the situation, media situation for investigative research through this conference?
We are looking forward, as a result of the conference, the establishing of the Russian language investigative reporters network. That is why we are trying to get as much as possible people from the post-Soviet countries, and we want to establish not only the national network, but we want to get people involved in the process of investigations from all over the, let's say, Russian-speaking world. Because, as you see, the economy is getting global and organized crime is getting global, which means that investigative reporting should also get global.
When I'm right, why the conference, you will award journalists from developing country with the so-called Global Shining Light Award. Do you have promising applications for this award so far?
We got several good applications, and we think that we will award a decent and high professional quality story. Usually it is done by the group of the reporters and the reporters from several countries. For example, last year the story about the illegal business of the president of Moldova was awarded, and it was done by the group of reporters from Romania, Ukraine and Moldova.
Letzte Frage, welche Rolle spielt denn investigative Recherche für eine funktionierende Demokratie? Last question, what role does investigative research play in terms of an efficient democracy?
In general, media is playing the role of the watchdog of democracy. So that's like a dog that is barking when something is wrong, and the master would know that something is getting wrong. In a developed democracy, the society, the taxpayers, should know how their actual employees are working, and any public servant, including president of the state, is the employee of the taxpayers of the people. And media and good investigative reporting is providing the information to the people how the people whom they are paying money are working and whether they are spending money in a good way or in a bad way.
So it's just really important for a real good working democracy.
It's very important for any kind of the society. In dictatorship, the authorities usually are interested in manipulating with the public opinion, but in the case when the people are interested in developing a sustainable country, they will rely to the good and quality information that might be provided with the good investigative reporting.
Thank you very much, Oleg, for the interview.
You're welcome.